Lone Star in Horizon. The Defense Minister recently dedicated a few lightweight fighter helicopters, made in India, named Prasand, to the service of the nation. A couple of months ago, Prime Minister Narendra Modi had dedicated the wholly designed and made in India aircraft's carrier INS Vikrant to the service of the nation at the Kochi port. India, thus, has joined a select few nations which have the capacity to build such big aircraft-carrying vessels. In our borders with China, whenever they try to intrude inside, we push them back to their original position, even if it required skirmishes or small clashes, and we stood firm in our ground. All set to become third largest economy. Recently we pushed Great Britain to become the fifth largest economy in the world. Economists say soon we may push back Germany and Japan too and become the third largest economy in the world. Sri Lanka, Pakistan and Bangladesh have been undergoing tremendous economic crises, with the exception of India whose economy is not only on strong foundations, but also keeps growing. Effective tackling of the pandemic. India managed COVID-19 crisis much better than other countries, even though we have a huge population when compared to others. We not only ensured that the preventive injection is made available to almost the whole of our population free of cost, but also supplied to other poor nations and helped them. We came out of this problem sooner than expected, and the economy is back on its heels alive and kicking. Incorruptible track record. We have a government which is free from any corruption charges thus far, unlike the earlier regimes which were riddled with too many corruption charges. Whenever we go abroad and say we are Indians, people look at us with respect now, which was not the case earlier. Benefits to the eligible public are credited directly into their bank accounts, thus the middlemen have been eliminated. India is slowly turning out to be a hub for new startups. Sri Lanka, Pakistan and Bangladesh have been undergoing tremendous economic crises, with the exception of India whose economy is not only on strong foundations, but also keeps growing. Solution to the centuries-old Ayodhya Babri Masjid problem has been sorted out amicably through the judiciary to the satisfaction of all parties involved. Few historical blunders committed by earlier regimes have now been corrected, like the special status for Jammu and Kashmir has been abolished, and now it is like any other Indian state, where any Indian from any part of the country has the liberty to go, and do what he wants. Stricter vigilance, coupled with nationalism and patriotism, in Jammu and Kashmir has drastically brought down terrorism, violence, and the protests which were happening very frequently under the previous governments. If you go to any railway station in the country, you will be surprised and wonder whether you are in India or abroad, because of the cleanliness that one can see in all Indian railway stations now. Crores of toilets have been constructed for the benefit of the poor and the downtrodden. 5G internet service has been introduced recently, and this has the potential to transform the way we communicate, do business, and open up a huge amount of opportunities to the people. Now Indians feel like breathing fresh air, free of any deadweights, charged up, and are raring to reach greater heights in the coming years. Let's appreciate and support the government for all the good things they do, and encourage them to do more and more. Thank you for listening to The Organizer.